VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. After a second day of sometimes violent pro-Iran protests outside the American embassy in Baghdad, the situation has calmed. This after demonstrators left the area, apparently following a withdrawal order of an Iranian-backed militia leader. But tensions remain high, and there is clearly a risk of further trouble. The embassy attacks, which at one point breached the outer perimeter of the compound, prompted the Pentagon to dispatch hundreds of additional troops to the region. U.S. President Donald Trump praised the embassy's defenders.
Well, I think it's been handled very well. The Marines came in. We had some great warriors come in and do a fantastic job. They were there instantaneously as soon as we heard. I used the word immediately. They came immediately. And it's in great shape. As you know, this will not be a Benghazi.
Earlier, the president said he would hold Iran responsible for the embassy attacks. In Australia, 2020 begins as 2019 ended, with dry conditions, hot weather, and strong winds continuing to fuel history-making wildfires. At least 17 deaths have been reported nationwide. Emergency officials say more than 200 huge bushfires are blazing throughout the country. Mallacoota resident Anne Gilbert probably speaks for many in Australia's scorched fire zones.
All of my possessions have been totally incinerated. There is just simply nothing left, nothing at all except that.
Hundreds of thousands of pro-democracy protesters marched in Hong Kong for New Year's Day, adding to the civil unrest that engulfed the Chinese semi-autonomous territory for much of 2019. City police fired tear gas and pepper spray to chase crowds that had put up barricades in the Kowloon district. Authorities say they detained some 400 people for unlawful assembly and carrying weapons. Pope Francis apologized today. Why? A woman had grabbed his hand as he greeted well-wishers at the Vatican. The pontiff slapped her hand to free his own. He says he is sorry. From Washington, this is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is once again using fiery rhetoric aimed at President Trump. He warns of having a new strategic weapon to show off and charges the United States with holding to what he calls a hostile policy. But should Kim's language be taken at face value? Here's VOA correspondent Bill Gallo in Seoul.
In his annual New Year's Day comments, Kim Jong-un announced he is no longer bound by his self-imposed moratorium on nuclear or long-range missile tests. It is the clearest indication yet that North Korea may soon resume major provocations. But although Kim's speech was full of threats, most came with conditions, suggesting North Korea is still open to talking. Kim wants the United States to relax sanctions. He also wants a formal end to joint military exercises with South Korea and no more advanced weapon sales between the two countries. Speaking late Tuesday, Trump appeared to downplay the importance of Kim's threats, saying his relationship with Kim remains very good.
That was VOA correspondent Bill.